Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Disc Golf Answer Man. I am Bobby Cool, Daddy Slick Breeze. On this episode, we have Dr. Christy Disc Dyes. Now, I worked with Dr. Christy the last couple of years that I worked at Dynamic Discs. He helped out in the sales department. And I knew she had worked on dyeing a little bit, but I didn't know that she had grown the business to where it is now. She has an Instagram account, a Facebook account, and she's been selling some really nice dyed discs. So I wanted to learn more about what she's done with the business and kind of her process. So let's take a listen. Real quick though, a little disclaimer. Because we're talking about disc dyes and we were on video, she showed me a few discs. So you're not going to be able to obviously see them or appreciate them with the audio. So I advise you to check out our YouTube video where it obviously shows the discs that we're talking about. So you can check it out on YouTube or you can follow Disc Golf Answer Man on Instagram and I'll put clips of the sections where she actually shows us the discs. So let's jump into the interview. All right. Hi, Christy. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. I'm here hanging out with you.
Nice. Yes. I remember hanging out with you at Dynamic Disc at the warehouse. We were in the same little office area. Of course, they had at the time they had the cubicle set up, the old cubicles from the old people, the diesel company that used to be in that warehouse, but we used to work together there.
I could just see the top of your head.
Just the top of my bald head. But yeah. I remember... I don't remember if you were looking into dyeing while I was working there. Were you looking into it? I can't remember.
Yeah. So Jamie Resco, the sales, head of sales at Dynamic Discs, brought me in and I honestly didn't, he's just a friend of mine and I didn't know a thing about disc golf in general. Mm-hmm. So I came in blind. I just didn't have a clue. But then I started playing. And then right after that, I saw some sick dyes and I'm like, whoa, this is cool. And then just started learning how to do it and picked it up. So I was probably working at Dynamic Discs 3 months before I, more than that, maybe 3 to 6 months.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay. So yeah, like I said, that's the reason why I had you on the show because I thought it was really cool to watch you, your business grow. And I'm seeing it on Facebook, on Instagram. So you basically were like, wow, these are some cool looking discs. I want to make them myself. Is that was kind of the start of it all?
Yeah, really. The first thing I did was once I just got on good old Google and YouTube and like everybody else and just watched how to do specifically cells in that case was my very first one I was like mesmerized by. So I watched a YouTube video, bought the supplies and I just moved back to Emporia. This is hilarious. I was living with my father and embarrassingly so at my age, but I'm set up in his basement. And let me tell you, dyeing discs is not a clean thing. and he is. So that was when I knew it was time to get my own place was when I started spilling dye on his basement floor.
Well, so. you're talking to a guy that lived with his mom and dad for almost a year.
Good for you.
I was 49 going on 50 at the time. So yes, I know the feeling. I know the feeling, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
That's right.
So, okay. So here's the thing though, is that, well, your website is Dr. Christy Dyes. Is it drchristydyes.com?
Dr. Christy Disc Dyes.com.
Because that's not just a thing you put in front of your name. You are a doctor. Tell us a little bit about what your profession is.
Well, it's funny because a lot of people think that I'm just some dude, you know, selling discs named Dr. Christy. And that's not, I mean, because they say, oh, I thought you were a guy and you're really a doctor. Yeah, well, yes, I am. So I'm a doctor of audiology, which is hearing and balance. So I do treatment and diagnosing of those types of disorders. And I am currently still employed by a company and doing that, although I'm on hiatus. So bringing it back around, the business has taken off exponentially. I mean, mind-blowing. I had to take the hiatus from my doctor job. Oh, wow. Which pays much better than selling frisbees that have colorings on them, you know. But it has exploded so much that I just thought to myself, if I could invest my time that I invest in my full-time job into this, I think I could make it. I could make it something where I wouldn't need to be, go into the clinic and see my patients. I love my patients. I just don't necessarily like going into an office every day.
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, and I'm like, why not? So the last 4 months, I've been on hiatus, just literally working this job. And now I don't know that I'm going back.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm trying to do one day a week currently, and that's even tough. So it's just great. Yeah. You know, it's fun. It's an adventure.
As the weather gets warmer and your hands get sweatier out on the disc golf course, you don't want to lose grip on your discs. So get yourself the best disc golf grip enhancers on the market. And of course, I'm talking about Tina Oakley's Whale Sacks. If you go to classdiscfactory.com, you'll see that I've added some Disc Golf Answer Man Whale Sacks. They look awesome. Little DGAM logos on them. Fantastic. They did a great job. So guys, if you're looking for some great Whale Sacks and some great deals on Class Disc misprints, make sure you go to classdiscfactory.com. So let's go back to the little bit about the process about you learning it. So you got on YouTube, jumped around, learned some of the process. Now you said something about the first thing you learned about was cells. Did you say cells?
Cell, yeah, the cell dye. It's a style, a type of dyeing.
Okay, tell me a little bit more about that.
So cell dye, I have an example. You want me to show you so that way you,
yeah,
while you know like which one. So lighting might be strange, but that's a glitch there with some cells. I got a couple in the front here that let me grab. Here you go. Here's your salt.
Oh, nice.
So those are cell dyes. And the reason they're called that is if you look, they're just, they look like, you know, bubbles or cells. And this one, you can really see that example.
Oh, okay.
So like they look like, you know, DNA, RNA, like human cells to me. So that's one style, and that's the style I originally learned doing. It's one of the most popular styles. So after watching a video or two, I bought the ingredients, and after many 3 or 4 epic fails, I just kept going though.
Yeah.
And I would, you know, see what I was doing different, and I watch a different YouTube video.
Yeah.
But in all actuality, I only watched probably 2 videos, and that just took me off. And then once I got it right, I just improved on my process. I didn't go in and say, well, what are these other guys doing?
Right.
I just took mine and just kept going and going until I started getting the things that I was looking for in the cell dye.
Gotcha.
So
was there anything that surprised you when you learned the process?
How messy it is. How messy it is. No. Well, now, so I'm a little different than a lot of disc dyers out there, which is nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. I get real bored with one style after a while.
Okay.
So I went on the adventure of learning all the styles, really. And so I've got, you know, there's spin dyes you can do. There are lotion bed dyes you can do. There's shaving cream dyes. There's stencil dyes. So to answer your question about surprising, yeah, those stencil dyes are the ones that really, I had no idea how much time was going to be involved in those.
Really?
And it may be that I'm not that good at them at this point, but it's a process. And some of the art that people can do just with using stencils and painting, you know, with stuff, it's pretty impressive stuff.
So you offer a bunch of different style. I'll be honest with you. I mean, yeah. I know I've seen the different styles. I've thought, oh, that looks different than what that is. But how many different styles are there as far as the approach to dyeing a disc?
So the ones I mentioned, so we have cell, lotion, and within each of these are several you can do. Glue beds, I forgot to mention. Shaving cream, there's spin dyes, there's stencils. I know I'm forgetting some. That's good enough. Those are the most popular ones.
About six different styles that you can do.
Correct.
That's
correct.
Okay.
And then in each one, there's so many different styles in each of those. Yeah. So, you know, yeah. Lotion, you can do like, I got another one here. Oh, yeah. Look at this sucker. It pops.
Oh my gosh, that's gorgeous. Okay, so audio listeners, right? I reminded you in the intro to make sure you go to our Instagram because I'll post some of these out there so you can see the visually what we're talking about. But yeah, that's amazing. That looks so good.
Kind of hard to see with the lighting, but yeah, so that's a lotion bed. Coolest thing about lotion beds, Bobby, they smell like the lotion.
Really?
Like for months. For months. I have ones that are 2 months old, 3 months old, and before I throw every time, I still sniff them.
Okay, so what does that mean, lotion bed? It's put into some sort of lotion?
Yeah, so there's this one brand that most disc dyers use, I've come to find out, and it's just because it's cheap and it's at Walmart, so it's easy to get. Mm-hmm. And you just pour it into, like, for example, a paper plate that mm-hmm. will hold a disc. Then once you put the lotion in and you bounce it to get the bubbles out, you take same lotion, but mixed with powdered dye that I've already stirred up and mixed in. And then I put those in that bed into the designs I'd like or want. And then you take the disc and you gently put it in and with some heat and some time and boom.
How many discs can you make when you make that bed? How many discs can you typically create from one bed, I guess, one setup?
So with lotion, that's the one that's tough because it's difficult to get even more than even one out of it.
Right.
Whereas with cell dyes, I've gotten like 7 or 8 out of one bed.
Oh, wow.
Because you take that disc out and it just immediately recreates another art piece.
Right.
With that style. So there's different styles you can do reuse beds and others. Most of them, you cannot reuse the bed. Okay. So you do have a lot of leftover lotion. I got soft skin.
So let me ask you this. So from the beginning of the process of learning it on YouTube, creating your first couple dyes, how long did it take for you to realize that you could control, or can you control, the look of the dye once you put it in there?
So there's two part to that. One was the length of time it took me to learn that I cannot control everything when it comes to dyeing, because it is art and it is abstract. Mm. There's, unless you're looking to do stencils with exact lines, you know, vinyl on the disc, and you pick it out and you color and paint, unless you're looking to do that, there is some sort of abstractness to the whole art of disc dyeing. Now, what was the main question? I'm sorry, I lost track there.
Oh no, that's good. No, it was just, the main question was, oh, okay, cool. Of course, you kind of answered. You said there, you realized that you can't really control. Is there any control that you have over how it looks?
Yeah, for sure. So color choices, of course. Yeah. But then when you, I've gotten to, it took me some time to be able to look at the bed and really visualize what it's going to look like on a white disc.
Okay.
All right. So that process took months before, and I'm still learning that. I mean, so considering I've only been dyeing discs for a year and a half. And is that right? Yeah, that is right. Oh, wow. So year and a half. So, I mean, I'm still learning every day that I do this. It's not, you know, it's never not a learning process. So to answer that main question, it is still going. It's a lot of time, but it doesn't seem like time because it's so damn fun.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So wow. I would assume at some point, once you learn the fundamentals and stuff, then your creativity, your artistic starts to come out. And that seems to be a part that you enjoy doing, is the artistic expression of it all.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Just got to spend your time and do your dues to get the process right, the logistics right. And then you can just enjoy it.
Now, you said that you took a hiatus from your doctor job. And yeah. you've been working on the dyes. How many hours a day do you typically put in?
Oh, I'm embarrassed to say it. One of my friends pointed it out to me the other day. Probably about 12 hours a day. Mm. I'm obsessed, yeah. And it to the point where I'm going to have to learn to start shutting it off.
Yeah.
But I just love it, and it's so busy. Things are so busy. And it's a budding business. It's not something that is just running on its own. I mean, I've got to put, and any business owner knows, I mean, you do put the time in. You have to, if you want to be successful. So I think that's kind of where I'm at in the business right now, is really slaving it the time. But again, it doesn't feel like that. You know, I'll look at my clock and be like, oh, it's 11 o'clock at night. Yeah. I've been at this since 8:30 this morning. I need to go to bed.
Typically, how many discs do you put out in a 12-hour shift?
So, I would say the other day we went and vended at the Monkey Island Open Saturday, mm-hmm. right? So I have a couple girlfriends that come and help me and they are my best friends and they're amazing. So we sold quite a few discs to the point where I was like, I need to restock inventory. Let's dye some discs tonight, girls. Wow. So that we did on a Saturday night, we slammed out like 14 dyes, oh, wow. which that's a lot. Typically in just a relaxed, you know, doing my business day, I'll get 5-6 done. There's some days I won't dye at all because I'm listing those products on the website, which that was something I didn't expect to spend so much time on. Yeah. I'd rather be just dyeing discs where I'm now spending so much time trying to keep up on the interwebs.
Yeah. So what would you say is your favorite style to dye?
That is so tough because my spirit animal is a chameleon. I am constantly changing. I'm constantly changing my mind. This was my favorite style for a while. Oh, now this is my favorite style probably. Doing like, these are glue beds, like both of these. And this one's a glue bed. So like you can do so many different things with glue beds versus just the simple spin style. But I went through a spin phase where I just was spinning everything. Got bored, went on to a glue phase, then on to a lotion phase. So that's hard to answer because I'm constantly changing my favorite.
No, the spin, I've seen on Facebook where people post reels, whatever. I've seen a record player. I've seen a fan, you know, what do you use?
I have a pottery wheel.
Oh, and I didn't think about that.
Swear by it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most people that I see are using a turntable. But I love my pottery wheel. It's become my baby and I've gotten to where I can center a disc without even thinking twice. And it's, I know it's not, so when I have people come over and dye discs over here, which we have dye parties often.
Oh, nice.
That's one of the harder things for people to figure out is how to center a disc and get the, you know, but it, you know, it's just the habit, muscle memory type stuff. So, yeah, I love the spin dies. I'm on my pottery wheel.
Now, so because things are unique, I'm looking at one of your, like right now I can see a Latitude 64 Savior there. It's like a yellow, then it kind of goes out to a kind of a gradient red. I mean, it looks fantastic.
This,
looks
are
like,
you talking about that?
Yeah, that's exact this, one. Yeah. Man, that's just the way it looks. How long did it
take? Simple.
So that's not hard to do to have that gradient fade in?
So it's way more time consuming than just straight lines. Like that one would take me just as long as doing, wait for it, because this will show you the difference in, oh, dadgummit. Oh, it's sold and I was shipping it out. Never mind. Oh. It's not here. But there's like, I do Jawbreaker where there's lots of little tiny lines, you know, and those aren't blending. So that will take just as much time as doing one that is like that fade out from the, you know, red to orange, yellow or orange. This is a yellow disc. So it makes it that fade in. It's going to be orange no matter what. Anyway, that takes 15 to 20 minutes maybe to get it. But then sometimes it can take quite a bit longer when you go wash it and you see, it's not right. And you go back and you have to do it again and wash it. So the washing involved in that is also a lot of washing involved in all of this. So
now you said a lot of people have the big challenge with the spin dye is getting it centered, but because they're all unique, if you mess up, can you still sell a messed up one and just say it's a unique design? Is that kind of the trade
awesome
secret
or no, not at all.
Yeah.
I have a discount bin and I put some on my website that are, you know, mess ups and the price reflects that.
Okay.
But I have a discount bin when I go to sell at tournaments or, you know, at fly marts, and those sell for super cheap. But then if it's a super, super bad mess up, which happened a lot, I have a couple organizations that I donate those discs to. So I have a deaf community that has a league that I do, being, you know, an ear, you know, in the ear business, a doctor. I have some deaf a deaf community that I donate to, and a couple other places, like a halfway house I donated to. So it's, you know, they don't go to waste. They don't sit around long.
Nice. So the glue, okay. Sorry. So now I'm kind of bouncing around, but I just, all of a sudden these things pop in my mind. So the glue bed that you mentioned.
Yeah.
That is obviously you use some sort of glue to, right? Is that
Elmer's clear glue? Elmer's clear glue. In the big gallon.
Now, what is different between why a lotion bed versus a glue bed and whatever?
Good question. Just the look. So like with a lotion bed, this is glue. Okay. But with a lotion bed, which was this popcorn, for example, you're just not going to get the definition.
Okay.
That makes sense. You can get in this. Yeah. You can draw lines with glue. You can do, just random crazy stuff. But with lotion, it's more the medium, which being lotion in this case is more, the viscosity is totally it's completely different. All and right. So your colors are going to blend and bleed in together or not versus, you know, either which way. Okay. So there's a lot of manipulation things involved, in each of those styles of dyes that, you know, just different.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, I want to jump over to the, business side. Cause you mentioned that was maybe a thing that maybe you didn't, I mean, obviously we knew you had to sell, so it's a business, but what are some of the things? No, let's go back a little bit more. So you start creating little discs because you thought it was a cool thing, a cool process. You liked the way they looked. How did you go about saying, okay, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to sell this? Did you just start telling friends or how did that work?
Good. That's an awesome question too, because this comes up so often with other disc dyers. Especially people who are wanting to try it. I started dying. feel bad for all of my people I worked with at Dynamic Discs because I was dying these things and then bringing them in and like, look at this. And it was not good. It was not that great. And they were just like, yeah, that's so great, Christy. You know, so I went,
that's hilarious.
You were there probably for part of that. I don't know. So I think, you know, and then at that point I had some people got a little better. And then the employees there that I would show them to be like, hey, will you make me one? Hey, will you do this? Hey, can you make, and that happens a lot. People are like, they have their vision of what they want. So I started doing that, which also forced me to learn the other styles as well. And that made me get a lot better and then started giving them away. I would always say, you can have one free one. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, sweet. And then they'd come back for another one. And then I would, you know, charge them the normal price. And then people started saying, you need to sell these. So last Christmas I said, okay, over Christmas, going to figure out this whole Shopify thing and our, you know, website and created it. And it took a month or two and popped them on there. And now, you know, it's going, it's trucking along.
So how do you go about it now? How are you growing and expanding? What's kind of your strategy there.
Social media. Yeah. As much as I hate, I am not a social media like lover of any sort. But it's a necessity. And I do like getting on there and like posting the videos and my ads and my things like that. Cause it can be fun creatively, but I just as soon be down in the basement dying my discs though too. So, the social media is how I got it out there. And I ran a couple ads where I paid for the ad that helped. Oh. Drive the traffic in.
Yeah.
Like right now we're running another way is we're running a fundraiser for Earth Day. You know, the pine, the, West Side Pine.
Oh yeah.
P-I-N-E. Yeah. Okay. So super popular disc in a sense, but it's like, they don't release them very often. So we got our hands on a bunch and, we are doing this project where if you buy a white pine, you will plant one tree. It's onetreeplanted.org. It's an organization. Mm-hmm. So it's like for Earth Day, we're going to every sale, we plant a tree. And then if they want it dyed, it's a little bit more, but we plant two trees.
Oh, nice.
For every purchase. So it's kind of cool, you know, just like cool. Doing stuff like that. Then it drives people who like pines to my website. Yeah. And then, so there'll be another one that, you know, to drive people in for my MVP discs or my, you know, Clash or whatever.
Yeah.
So just doing projects, it seems to be helping growing that social media, you know, base.
Now, was there anything about the business side of things that you didn't expect?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The having to be organized and like taxes. There's taxes.
Yeah.
And that's fun. I did that all wrong for the first year, so that's okay.
You need to teach me. Teach me.
Right? Much to my accountant's chagrin, she's just like, but, you know, you just got to pay attention to your profit margins and your, and I don't know a thing about business. I didn't take business classes when I was in school or in grad school. Well, I took one, but it didn't help me with this. So, you know, I've been reading up on businesses and, you know, business 101 and just trying to learn some things, you know, so it's been a process and that still is a process knowing what the heck I'm doing.
Yeah.
So
what are some of the,
I don't know what I'm doing in that.
What are some of the top things that you were like, oh, I wish I'd have known that the first, you know, starting out.
probably creating the postings of the disc. So, like I would have to spend 15, 20 minutes just trying to figure out what all to put, what all the people want to know. And then at some point, some guy messaged me, whoever you are, thank you for doing that. He's like, dude, you need flight numbers on your posts.
Oh,
I'm like, oh crap. Why? Yeah, of course I do. Why wouldn't I have done that?
Yeah.
So about a year into it, or no, 6 months to a year into it, I ended up having to do it. So these listings and like learning what all should be in there and what looks right, what doesn't. Cause you know, I got to remember, I'm still new to disc golf in the sense of, I mean, I've been playing now for a couple years, you know, we're coming on 2 years. Yeah. Coming up on it in a couple months. So, you know, I'm just learning what a hyzer spike is, let alone, you know, what flight numbers are. So, or anything like that. So it's, you know, it's a process, learning process, but man, is it fun.
Nice. I was going to ask you, what was the other question on the business side? So the business side, so what you're learning is, so you use Shopify. That's what it was. You use Shopify. And I've been using Shopify for the misprint store that I started for Class Disc. And that is, what I was going to ask though, leading up to that, is that I noticed also on your website is that it has white discs. So you actually sell to other people that dye discs.
So, yes. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah. That's part of the other half of my business that I hadn't mentioned.
what was the whole thing? Why did you wanted to do that?
Well, it was hard for me. It wasn't terribly hard, but I noticed it was difficult online to go find white discs to dye.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted other brands besides Dynamic Discs or Trilogy. Cause I had been, you know, working there. I get to in the warehouse, you know, let alone I get to see all the white discs. I know that there are jades right now. I know there are their truths. So I'm going to buy those. Right. So I had the in and a lucky way to be in the presence of what is available. Whereas everybody else who is a disc dyer out there, and I am amazed at how many there are, don't have access to those white discs. So I'm like, okay, so I'm going to make half of my business be my dyes. The other half is that I sell white discs to other disc dyers out there. And, I've got some behind me, but I've gotten quite the inventory now. And
really?
So I've got, So I have various brands in stock and various molds, and it's taking up my whole house and I love it. But it's like half of my business, probably about half of the orders are white discs for other disc dyers around the country. And that's fabulous. So
are they typically buying like onesies and twosies, or they're buying like packs of white discs?
Both. I get both. Okay. I get a lot of onesies, twosies, but I just got an order. Thank you out there, for 20.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, it's a good place to get molds, and I'm good about keeping in stock a lot. I'm not afraid to stock up on something to keep it in.
I think that's
so
great.
So it's working out great.
It kind of follows that whole, see a need, fill a need type thing.
Absolutely.
It actually reminds me of a long time ago when I lived in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. I worked with a guy. He was a x-ray tech, and it was for the hospital in Bartlesville. Anyway, he had a buddy of his who wanted him to go in business with a place called Quench Buds. And it was basically, you know, those was like Scooter's Coffee, those little places that all they do is they serve coffee and you drive through. Well, this was
standalones.
Way back when they that wasn't really a big thing. So anyway, he invested in it and then he kind of took more ownership of it. And then he was trying to buy styrofoam cups for cheap. And he was trying to sort, and he found it very hard to source these for a great price. And so he started reaching out, doing more research, and he found out that he could buy certain quantities from a place, I don't know where, but right. at a deep discount. And he thought, if it's hard for me to find it, I wonder if it's hard for other people. So he started buying larger quantities and selling it, and that became the business. So he had these little standalones, but his major business was selling containers and styrofoam cups and other size containers to people that needed that stuff. I just think that stuff, that's so cool. That's so cool.
And that's exactly what happened with me. And same thing. So any other disc dyers out there, come hollering. I got whites.
Nice. That's awesome. So you did mention it earlier. So let's talk a little bit about the direction this is going. So this obviously is a much more fun thing for you to do than going into the clocking in at the office and sitting at a desk or what, you know. There's a lot more artistic side to it, which I'm sure is a little bit more fulfilling. Tell me, where do you see this leading to?
Well, I don't know. That's the thing. Yeah. I am taking a leap of faith by stepping away from my audiology, business. And it's really, because I'm not going to be making that same money, and that's okay, because I feel like the reward is so much greater. I'm not a financial person. I don't really care about those type of things. I just want to be like living my life to the extreme, as much fun as I can possibly fit into this short life. So taking this leap was hard only because I'm like, oh, I'm going to disappoint my parents. I'm going to be, you know, but there's, you know, all of us do that. But on the other hand, man, once I let that go, it's just a leap of faith and it's fun. And the thing is, I'm still a doctor. I could still go back to audiology if this goes belly up, you know? So it's time to do that and to take that, you know, that leap, I think.
Why do you think, I know it's kind of obvious, but why do you think it's so popular with people? Is it just basically because they want to have something that's their very own, something that's unique?
I think uniqueness. I really do. That's the word I was going to say. I do. Some things, and it's interesting, like something that I think is just but ugly, someone else is, it's like their treasure.
Oh, really?
When it comes to a dye. Yeah. When it comes to a dye, I'd be like, that is so ugly. And my girlfriends who come over, they'll be like, what, are you crazy? Put it on the website and it sells immediately. So, you know, everybody just has their want to have a little flair, you know, you want to throw those discs. And I don't know if you know this, Bobby, dye discs fly better.
Oh,
this, do you're that. Hearing it here first. Okay. Yeah. First.
I'm sure there's a study out there somewhere that proves that, right? Yeah.
Oh, it is. I'm sure. Yes. There's got to be so many studies, but if not, I'll do it. Because I've had so many of my customers will send me pictures with their disc that they bought with their ace.
Oh,
because,
really?
And I love it. It makes me cry every time. I do put like ace mojo into every disc I make. I'm like, you can do it, you know?
So the name is Dr. Christy Disc Dyes. Now that makes sense. But underneath it, I see Die Happy. So what's the story behind Die Happy?
Dr. Christy Disc Dyes is a mouthful and I was an idiot when I chose it. I shouldn't say that because I still love the name. I had help with it and it is who I am. But Die Happy, DYE,
right.
Is of course just a little bit easier to say and remember. So I linked up Die Happy, with my Dr. Christy Disc Dyes business it's on my logo now. And so it's diehappy.us. Diehappy.com is, they want a lot of money for right now. So hopefully I'll sell enough Frisbees that, you know, I'll be able to buy that website someday. We'll see. But right now it's diehappy.us. So.
Oh, okay. And then I noticed on your website, you have a cat named Ricky White Saki. So
So he's the best. Uh-huh. My dog's name is River after the disc.
Oh, yeah.
But Ricky White Saki's, he has white feet. So, and his name is Rick, and I adopted him right at this time when I was still working for DD at the time, and we had signed Ricky White Saki, not White Sockies. See what I do? We had just signed him to DD. So it was just the right timing. So I'm like, I'm going to name my cat Rick. And then Ricky. And then I noticed he had white feet, and that was it. Game over. He's now Ricky White Sockies. And he's a hoot.
That's awesome.
I'm surprised he hasn't been over here bugging us. So
that's funny. Okay. Well, we came to the part of the show where when I interview people in the business side of disc golf, that I ask them five questions. So,
oh boy. Same five questions. Here we go.
I know. I didn't warn you. Because I like these to be impromptu. I like them to be top of mind, Okay. Whatever. Okay. So
let's do this.
Okay. So here we go. Question number one, what are you learning now? Now this could be with business side, personal side. It doesn't have to be profound. Mm. Just what are you learning right now?
Is it okay if it is profound?
Yeah, it can be. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Well, you know, I started this hobby going through a divorce. So I moved in with my dad. I wasn't just, you know, just for fun. It was because I had gone through a divorce and from a pretty abusive marriage for 11 years. And so PTSD and, you know, just depression and general anxiety, this is what got me through that. I could no more have gotten through all that. It became, you know, my crutch almost, and it helped me tremendously. So what I'm learning now is that I still need it. I still, you know, after all this time, I still am healing from that. And this is still getting me through that. So that's my now. It's still going to be now, probably in another year, you know? So it's okay to be now.
Yeah. So, I love it.
Yeah.
Question number two, how has failure shaped your life?
Failure? I'm just kidding.
I've never failed.
Man, you know, I used to say I had a motto that, I don't regret anything. I just learn from it. And I think that rings true. All my failures are only lessons. I don't see them as any other way. And that's probably what gets me through those failures is as I just pick myself up immediately and say, okay, what am I learning from this? What am I changing? So it's all learning. It's all learning.
Is there something specifically in disc dying that you failed at that you helped you learn?
Yeah. Yeah. Stencils. You know, I was working 40 hours a week as an audiologist during this time, but I had customers who wanted me to do custom stencils and I don't say no. I don't like to say no to people. I want to try everything. And I had to piss a couple people off. In fact, about it. Cause I bit off more than I could chew. It was every night, all night, you know, doing that stencil work I couldn't do it. But now that I'm backed off from that audiology, I've been doing some more and getting faster at it. It's just they're time consuming. Yeah. If you were to pay a stenciler for their time on the work on those discs would be several hundred dollars. Really? So remember that when you buy a stencil, because those people are working. It takes time. It really does.
Do you separate that on your website where people can know it's a stencil or a certain type of dye?
I don't know that I do. I just put the pictures up and it's, you know, art is art in that sense. I think I've done that. I don't know. Maybe that's something that needs to improve on the website too. You know, that's what I try to do is just improve it every time and make big changes. I'm not afraid to make big changes.
I just wonder if as these types of, as disc dying gets more popular, you may have some people who are like, man, I really want a spin disc. I want to see what selection they have, you know? So
I'm working towards getting that an option on the website where they can say, select any of my white discs that's in my business. Mm-hmm. And then tell me what style they want and what colors they want and bing, bang, boom, shipped out. So that I'm working toward that. It's just, it's tough.
Sure.
Interwebs person.
Oh, you're doing fantastic. All right. Question.
If anybody knows how, let me know.
So question number three, who do you know that I should know?
My dad.
Really? Why is that?
I'm not going to choke up. He has helped me so much in this business. Like when I was audiologying, that's how I call it now. Audiologying. when I was audiologying, orders would come in throughout the day. And he, I'm like, I'd like those to get out today. He would come over, he would pull the order, pack the, he had to learn all about disc golf. He had no clue. So he could tell you, you know, what plastics are, what, it, yeah. And it's pretty cool because he comes and pulls the order, packs the order, ships the order for me. He still goes to the post office for me at least several times a week. So he has been my ride or die and, through the business, but even through life, obviously, you know, the dude's a goat. Zach Melton called him a goat once. And that rings true.
That's
it
awesome.
Does. It rings true.
All right. Well, shout out to your dad.
Cool guy.
For sure.
Yeah. I'm anxious for you to meet him. He's cool.
Oh, nice. All right. So what have you, question number four, what have you read or watched that I should read or watch?
Oh man, that's a really tough question because did you remember how many hours a day I'm doing this? So maybe Forensic Files to go to sleep at night. That's what I watch.
Is that what you watch? Okay. I used to
love his voice.
I used to binge that on Sundays. I don't know what channel it was. It was TBS or something that would have that.
And yeah, it was one of those. That. Like, yeah. I just put it on like 3 hours worth of it and just listen to his voice just talk me to sleep. I know I probably shouldn't have subliminal like murder messages, but...
You're gonna wake up nice. Suddenly I want to off someone.
Yeah. Why is there a knife in my bed? What?
Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't know.
Right. Last one, number five. What have you done that I should do?
Jeez Louise. I don't know what all you've done or not done.
Well, just it doesn't matter. That doesn't have to be something I haven't done. What's just something in your life that had such an impact on you that you thought people need to do more oftener?
Spontaneity.
Really?
Just go. Just do it. If you're thinking about doing something, do it. If it's good for you, not if it's bad for you.
Sure.
And then deal with the repercussions of it later. I do that. And I think it's great. I really do. Spontaneity is the key to the spice of my life, at least. So I hope you have that.
Yeah. Do you have an example?
Be spontaneous.
Be spontaneous. Do you have an example of something that happened recently that was spontaneous?
A spontaneous decision. Yeah. My girlfriends and I decided we're going to go vending our discs at Worlds in Vermont this year. We're going to road trip it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're driving.
That's fantastic.
Because I have so much... inventory, we're gonna drive it. So
nice. I have a feeling I'm pretty sure I'll be there for class this, so I'll get to see you. That's cool. That's so cool. That's awesome.
Come see us. We're gonna be staying on the at Smuggler's Notch. So you have to come in and come see us.
That'll be kind of a little bit of a vacation, like a work vacation, because that's such a beautiful place to go visit. Oh. So that's cool.
Yeah, and we're going several days early so that we can go hiking and go play disc golf and, you know, in the area. So we're bringing our Zooka carts. We're bringing everything. We need a U-Haul. So it's going to be great.
That'll be good. That'll be good for you. Well, Chrissy, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it. It was so nice learning more about your business. And I think it's fantastic. I love the story of you discovering this something because it interests you, and then you learned about it and you failed at it, but you got better at it. And now you're doing it, but you're still learning. You're still learning in the process of doing it. And I think that's fantastic. So of course in the description, I'll put links to your website and then of course your Instagram and your Facebook. Is there any other place that people can kind of learn more about what you do?
No, I think that's real. I think you nailed them. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and my website is the do all, say all. That's where all the products are. So
awesome.
Awesome.
Well, thank you again, Chrissy. I appreciate
it. Fun. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.